Now, this is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So the Biden food shortages are getting very real. Maybe we should just call it the Biden baby death. Florida baby formula shortage getting worse. From WebMD.com. Baby formula shortage getting worse. WebMD.com. And now I'm seeing this all over the internet today. It's becoming so real. People are posting their emails and their online orders where they order baby formula. Here's one from Jenny Erickson. Oh, good. My delayed formula delivery has been officially canceled, and I nabbed the last can at the grocery store last night. This is a major problem. And again, there's all these posts on the internet where they're showing how the baby formula that they've ordered on the internet is getting canceled. And they go to grocery stores and there's none left. Well, boy, it's a good thing that God created women with these things called mammary glands so that we can still feed babies. And they have all the ingredients and the fats and everything and the proteins that the babies need that the globalists tell you is bad for the baby. So go have the fake baby food formula. So the baby food shortage is real. It's the Biden baby food shortage. It's the Biden baby death. And it's amazing that this isn't a bigger story, but it will be. It will be soon, I predict. And also, the story of the food shortages with the fertilizer shortages. Now, this is going to be a big one. Now, Dr. Benjamin Braddock does a great thread on Twitter about this. It leads off by saying, due to the fertilizer shortage, we are going to see a big expansion in municipal waste sewage, that's your poop, being sprayed on fields as a fertilizer. This is the most pollutant-rich man-made substance on Earth. It contains everything from PFAS to pharmaceuticals to viruses to heavy metals. It's the most polluted, toxic type of thing that you can find. I mean, human feces, folks. I mean, of course. Sewage. Sewage. Sewage and human feces now is going to be sprayed on foods as fertilizers because of the fertilizer shortage. And it gets all into how this has been tried, and it leads to death. It leads to famine. It leads to pollution. It gets into the water. It gets into the animals. Literally, it's just total disaster, total catastrophe. And there's all these different stories highlighting it. Sewage sludge repackaged as garden fertilizer tests positive for toxic chemicals. New waste plant piles on pollution in southwest Detroit. It's the human waste plant. Sewage sludge central. Officials fear worse from other communities threatened from the water supply because this gets into the water too. So now you're drinking poop. Bill Gates said you will drink the poop water. Remember that? And so it's all in this thread. Biosolids. Mix human waste with toxic chemicals, then spray on crops. And then the animals eat it. Then it's in the food. It seeps into the water. And then they were a couple years ago, they're saying rules around human waste and farming are out of date. And it's how it's so bad, they allow human waste for farming at all. It's totally toxic. Everybody knows it's toxic. It destroys the water. It destroys the crops. It destroys the animals. But we have no fertilizer now, so they don't know what to do. So this is their next best thing. And, you know, we're too busy worried about fake man-made climate change to want to do something about this. We're too busy electing fake, fraud, phony leaders like Joe Biden so that this happens. None of this would be happening under Trump. Let's be real. Let's just be real. None of this would be happening under Donald Trump. Love him or hate him, sick of him or want more of him, none of this would be happening under Donald Trump. And I guess that's why they're so panicked that he might come back and save this country one more time, or at least give it a breath of life, put a little air in our lungs one more time before the globalists give us the final death shot and finally put America and our freedom in the coffin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lindell. is sponsoring thousands of leading pro-America patriots across the United States. He's the main sponsor, keeping so many people on the air. He's a huge sponsor at InfoWars. That's why we're so pleased to work with him. He's offering the biggest sale he's done in years, his BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free right now at MyPillow.com/Alex on hundreds and hundreds of his Made in America products, from pillows to sheets to shoes to human beds to dog beds, you name it. Go there, get great products at low prices, fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. MyPillow.com/Alex or 800-675-4614. It's only running for 1 week. MyPillow.com/Alex or 800-675-4614. And thank you for shopping America and keeping us on the air.
By InfoWarsStore.com. I want to give out the phone number now, and we'll start getting callers up on the line. We'll take calls in this hour. Phone number to call in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. I'd like to keep the calls topical, but as is tradition in talk radio, Fridays are open lines, and so that means you can talk about whatever you want, but I'd like to keep it topical today. We have covered a lot. 877-789-2539. In the meantime, I've got a couple more videos that you're going to want to see. But ladies and gentlemen, remember InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of supplements like literally as I'm on air, they're selling out. It's to the point now where I'll plug something on air and then it's sold out by the time I'm off air. So folks, if there's a supplement at InfoWarsStore.com you've been thinking about getting, don't hesitate. It might sell out. And because of the Biden economy, we don't know when it's going to get back in stock, sadly. Like Survival Shield X2. It is 25% off right now. It's back in stock and 25% off. Brainforce Ultra is stocked up and 40% off right now, but that one sells out quick too. So I'd double up, quadruple up on your order. That's what I did. I make sure I have plenty of Brainforce Ultra because I like to take it every day before I go on air. So I've got a big stockpile of Brainforce Ultra. It's on sale right now. 40% off. If you're having trouble sleeping, may I suggest Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support from InfoWarsStore.com, and it will do just that, put you down and out. These are just some of the top-rated, top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right, quickly, let me hit this Elon Musk news and then play some of these video clips. I mean, it's just hilarious stuff that's happening. Tesla, this is, you know what, this is really not good news, and Elon Musk may need to respond to this. Tesla will pay travel costs for staff seeking abortion services. Now, this headline is taking something perhaps out of context. It takes a clause in the Tesla healthcare coverage that says travel and lodging support for those who may need to seek healthcare services that are unavailable in their home state. So that's not saying abortion. And it and so this is just more of an attack on Musk. This is more of the corporate establishment, Globo Homo media, trying to drive a wedge in between Musk and Americans, or specifically in this case, conservative Christians. So no, it's not entirely accurate. It could be. My guess is Elon Musk is probably going to have to respond to this in the next couple of days. Guess what? If abortion is illegal, Tesla's not paying for your abortion. So, and isn't Tesla headquartered in Texas now, too? So would Tesla consider, if you wanted to get an abortion, you have to go to California to do it? Would they consider that healthcare and pay for it? I don't know. That's what the article is insinuating. But if abortion was illegal, they would not be paying for it. So we'll see if Musk offers a retort to that. Think about this comment from Musk talking about what he wants to see at Twitter. I strongly believe that all managers in a technical area must be technically excellent. Managers in software must write great software, or it's like being a cavalry captain who can't ride a horse. Well, what he's saying is he's going to actually hire tech people to work at Twitter, not leftist activists, because that's what they do now. And of course, they are trying to block this. Elon Musk's Twitter takeover faces FTC antitrust review after left-wing group that used to employ the agency's chair, claimed the deal possesses an immediate threat to American democracy. Yes, their democracy that they manipulate. So they want Twitter to rig elections. But if they can't use Twitter to rig elections, then it's a threat to the democracy. See how that works? They'll lose that, by the way. Elon Musk denies claim that Trump encouraged him to buy Twitter. This is false. So, yeah, this is another wedge they're trying to use to drive between Musk and I guess the left in this case. So they try to drive a wedge between Musk and the right by saying, look, he's paying for abortions. And this is them trying to drive a wedge between the left and Musk saying, look, Trump is the one that got him to buy Twitter. Totally fake news. And by the way, if Elon Musk had bad intentions, he could have simply purchased Congress for a fraction of the price. I stole that joke from John Katz. But it's true, isn't it? It's true. If Elon Musk had bad intentions, he could have purchased Congress for a fraction of the price. I hear it goes pretty cheap these days. All right. Now, this is incredible. Oh, man. This is so much to unpack here. Let's go to The View now. And The View went totally racist today. They had a guest in there who's a conservative, so naturally the whole entire panel broke down into fits of rage and anger and deliriousness. And they went full racist here today in clip 9.
I have many conservative values that I will talk to you about. And so if you look at your network standing behind, yes, and when you look at your network that you're standing behind, you're saying that you look at Chris Cuomo.
I feel like that's an oxymoron, a black Republican.
You feel like it's an oxymoron?
I do.
Why? Your friend right here is a Republican.
We had this conversation.
You do. You say you feel like it's an oxymoron that you're Catholic, but you also are pro-life.
I don't understand.
Oh, no, you don't understand yourself then. You have disagreement.
I understand myself. I don't understand either of
this. But it's not a personal conversation.
Yeah.
We're having a personal conversation about CNN.
So Lindsey Granger will probably never be asked back to The View because she just destroyed the whole panel. Sonny Hostin saying, I don't understand. Black Republican, that's an oxymoron. Really, the Republicans that freed the slaves? Really, the Republican Party that was started by black people? Yeah, you don't know your history. Ugh, these people are sick. These are truly demonically possessed people over there at The View. Oh, it's not racist to think all black people have to think and feel the same and vote the same way. That's not racist at all. And you're so stupid, you don't even know the basic histories of America, that the Republican Party freed the slaves and that the first members of Congress that were Republicans were also black. I guess Sonny Hostin doesn't know that and she goes full racist. And then Lindsey Granger hits her with the dagger. Says, you don't understand black Republicans, but you're a Catholic that's pro-choice. Ooh. Lindsey Granger, we salute you. Very well done. Very well done indeed. Okay, here's some more madness, guys. This is crazy. Media Matters gets invited to C-SPAN. Media Matters gets invited to C-SPAN. But a caller gave him a great question. Here's that in clip 6.
I'd like to ask your guest about what's going on with the Hunter Biden thing. The media absolutely hid that. They said it was all disinformation. Anybody, if you're talking about reporters reporting, well, you could have investigated that. And the fact that that the president's son is selling paintings for $500,000. He has no expertise. It's selling for more than a Monet. There's no investigation about, well, who's paying for that? And what are they paying for? Are they paying for that painting, or are they paying for influence with the president of the United States?
Got your point, Betty. Okay, so let's
cut her off.
I'll take the second one. There are two different things that are happening at the same time. Yeah, I'm okay with investigating that. That's what journalism does. Yeah, yeah. Boy, I hope they're not. I hope there's not wrongdoing. It doesn't seem like there is. But yeah, that's what you should do. You should ask those questions. Those are reasonable things to ask. There's no reasonable suspicion behind it or any evidence to back that up. But that's what journalists do.
No evidence.
And I think that would be a story worth investigating. So at least on.
So they cover up the story. This is Media Matters. Well-known fake news. Well-known against free speech. Is that the one where David Korn was running a bunch of money inside of his own office, taking 10% off the top two? I can't keep up with all these liberal crooks. But how does Media Matters even get invited to C-SPAN? They're known liars. They're known anti-American communists, but they get invited to C-SPAN. But good for the caller for bringing it up. Look, you can't hide it, folks. You can't hide it. These leftist liberals can hide with their heads up their own ass, but America knows what's going on. They know Biden's corrupt. They know Hunter Biden's corrupt. They know that the media company censored the Hunter Biden.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Banned.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform, and I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Banned.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
Here at InfoWars, our slogan is tomorrow's news today, whether it's politics or health or spirituality. We're about bringing you the very best documented, accurate, real-world information. And when it comes to our supplements, they are so game-changing for your body, for your health, your immunity, your libido, your mental clarity. They're incredible. And out of all the products, X2 is definitely the most amazing. It is the purest, highest quality atomic iodine you're going to find. Most of the other iodine out there is bound to other minerals and compounds, so you don't absorb it at all or fully. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a limited supply, and it's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns. But despite that, we're selling it at 25% off for one more week. Then it goes back to full price. Within 2 weeks, the current sales rate is going to sell out. Experience X2 for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. You see this? It's an InfoWars Republic Defense card with original InfoWars art designed by yours truly, with a little gold bar implanted in it. And on the back, it's got a hologram. There are only 25,000 of these in existence, and they'll never be made again. The bank that owns the Mint that has started putting these out the last few years just sold out of 300,000 of a similar offering that was 40% more than what we're selling these for. And when you get three or more, you can get these at 50% off, and they fund the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and check out this amazing new art/gold product. It's a collector's item, and you'll know you helped fund the second American Revolution against the globalists at such a critical point. Get your gold bars and so much more exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you for your support over the years, because without you, all of the great success we have had together would not have happened. We are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear. And I salute you and thank you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today. And we've been getting a lot of crypto donations, which is keeping us on air. I want to salute all those, you know who you are, that have been giving the donations. Please go to InfoWars.com/crypto. 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 Whether it's a dollar in Ethereum or Bitcoin, or whatever it is, whether it's $1,000 or $1 million, we will use it to fight the new world order. Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, Litecoin. There's dozens of them there. InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, we've got our own NFTs that aren't a scam. They're totally badass and total victory coming out next week. I'll tell you about that later. But right now, InfoWars.com/crypto. The real revolution is happening now. InfoWars.com/crypto. And all of you that donated, we salute you and thank you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Emerald Robinson says, who cares anymore that liberals are upset about SCOTUS ruling on Roe v. Wade? These lunatics want to groom your kids in public schools and have drag queens read books to them in public libraries. They want to cheat in every public election to stay in power and force you to apologize for being a racist to keep your job. There's no living in peace with these people. Stop pretending that you can negotiate with the cultural terrorists. Emerald Robinson for the win. All right, we're taking your calls here in the third hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And we start with Matt in Wisconsin. Matt, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Big O. I got some pop culture movie stuff for you, if you don't mind, related to what you were talking about with Disney. And first, kind of an old one. I'll go chronologically. If you've seen the movie Escape from L.A., Snake Plissken.
Okay.
Have you seen that movie?
I've seen one of the escapes with Kurt Russell. I don't know which one.
There's like a weird plastic surgery scene. If you type in YouTube, plastic surgery scene, Escape from L.A., it'll come up, and it's like, I don't know, I think it talks about, like, the Ambrosia Newsweek article about, like, sewing limbs of, like, healthy people onto, like, old people, like Frankenstein stuff. And felt like it was, like, Hollywood pre-programming, whatever. And then the other stuff was, like, with Disney, like, MKUltra stuff. If you've seen the movie Cruella or more recent, the Moon Knight series.
No, I'm not familiar.
Like, they have, like, the Cruella has, like, all the Masonic, like, black and white MK Ultra stuff going on, where, like, half her face is smiling, half her face is serious. Also has, like, the Komani, like, red ring, red jewelry, rabbit hole stuff, and all this weird stuff in it. Like, so many more Illuminati balls than Stanley Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut. Basically, all the movies, like, Illuminati balls. And then the Moon Knight, I don't know, you have like sleeping problems, is like dealing with like also split personality, and like the main character is literally named like Mr. Spectre.
Yeah, I think they're showing a preview of that on the screen right now. What's the name of that actor again? He's really good. He was really good in Dune.
Oh, it was good. It was good stuff. It's always good stuff, you know. Devil's in the details. You know, but, you know, the Egyptian stuff is so prevalent in modern society. It's like,
well, yeah, I mean, for whatever the reason, there's no doubt they put all the symbols, the symbology in Hollywood movies and pop culture and Super Bowl halftime shows and all this other stuff. Is it rubbing it in your face? Is it just them claiming their territory? Yeah, it's definitely everywhere. And it's like putting the glasses on. You just, once you see it, and you see it everywhere. Matt, thanks for the call. Let's go to River in Pennsylvania. River, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Oh, and brother, it's good to talk to you, man.
Thanks for calling.
My mom actually lives down in Georgia, and I just got off the phone with her earlier today, specifically today, and they were down at the municipal airport. Little tiny town, little tiny airport, like non-commercial, like little tiny planes. They was asking, because while they was there, they seen a bunch of shipping containers, like the ones that you put to see on the back of the semi-trucks and stuff. Well, they was asking one of the employees that was working there what all the shipping containers was for, and they were informed that those shipping containers was full of goods and that they were storing them. This is direct from the employee that works for the airport. They are storing them for the government because the government has a hold on all of them. And all the containers, over 1,200 of them, were full and being held by order of some form of government somewhere.
Well, I mean, you know, there's not much hard information for me to go off of there. I'm not doubting what you're saying, and we know that's going on. We saw it at the ports in California. We know it's happening in China, too. It's even worse in China, actually. And this cartoon, this political cartoon, just came out of China. Whoever wrote it will probably get killed. But and it shows Biden basically holding a guy hostage, and it's Biden holding the world hostage, and he's got a knife to the guy's neck. And then Xi Jinping comes running up from behind him and puts a gun to the guy's head and blows his head off. And then Biden's sitting there like, hey, I was holding the world hostage. And then Xi Jinping just blows the head off of it. So that's going around China, just to put things into perspective here. Everyone knows Biden is destroying the world. Everybody knows the Chinese communists are destroying the world, all by design. So you've got the California ships off the coast problem times, I mean, what, 100 happening in China right now? They have full lockdowns in Shanghai where you're not even allowed to get food or water, folks. I'm not even kidding you. The only thing you're allowed to leave your house for, you have to put on a full hazmat suit to go downstairs to get tested by the government once a week. No food deliveries, no water deliveries. People are burning themselves in their homes. People are jumping off of balconies to their deaths. People are hanging themselves. People are dying from starvation. All over the COVID virus made in a lab. Now, for the Chi-Coms that may believe they're overpopulated as well, even though they just changed their law against having multiple children, maybe they just figure, hey, this is a good way to off a bunch of people, make it look like COVID, and, you know, it'll be good. And maybe we can solve the housing crisis. So it's all going on, and who knows? Maybe the government is withholding things as reserves because they know that they're collapsing the economy and they're collapsing the food supply. So then they're going to hoard all the food. I mean, that's probably the likely scenario. The government is just hoarding everything right now so that when everything collapses, they can have full control. And then they can say, you have to do X, Y, and Z if you want to get food or water. I mean, it's just sick. This is what big government does. This is what global government does. This is what corporate government does. We need to reverse course immediately. We need to be going backwards at light speed when it comes to government expansion. We need to be shrinking government at all levels possible immediately, or everything, civilization is going to come down. River, thanks for the call. Let's go to Justin in Texas. Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, great show. I wanted to talk about the border, but first, I just wanted to encourage everybody support InfoWars. I'm a two-time founding member, got both silver coins, and all your products are awesome. But before you played that video of the View lady talking about, and you brought up the Democrats. And so I'm Native American, and we've talked before about this, how the Democrats, have, since the beginning, have been the racist party. They passed the Indian Removal Act. Then they passed the Kansas-Nebraska Act.
Stood in the schoolhouse doors with whips beating black people. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then after the Americans beat them, then they went underground as the KKK and killed thousands of blacks that tried to vote Republican in the South. So that's Democrat. But on the border, you know, we have Abbott. So I'm a candidate for governor of Texas. Abbott is not taking care of the border. We saw Savannah's video where the
That's just another crisis that just sadly goes uncovered. I mean, we're literally getting invaded. It's costing us billions of dollars. The southern border wide open.
We've got people running in the streets, setting their cars on fire, and zero emission buses are emitting emissions. That means it's time for a double-sized edition of Biden Season 2.
You can call me Biden. Joe Biden.
Biden? What, he changed his name to Biden? Okay, it's Biden Season 2! And a lot has changed.
My job is to keep it from raining.
Joe has a new studio. Only VIP press can look at our president. And he's got a new handler. That's right, meet Special Agent Easter Bunny! He may look harmless, but he's got his eye on Biden, keeping him safe from pesky questions. President Biden,
Joe Biden,
Biden, read to the kids, and gave a shout-out to Pepe the Frog.
Green Frog, what do you see?
Bidden has always been a big fan of the Second Amendment.
Buy a shotgun.
And now he's encouraging the populace to buy ghost guns to build at home.
This is the gun. It's not hard to put together. A little drill, hand drill at home. Doesn't take very long.
And he introduced the new head of the AFTDU.
My nominee to lead the AFTDU. All of you. Steve, come on up.
And leave it to our rascally president to crash his new head's acceptance speech.
He's 16 years old. I'm going to draft him.
Oh, Joe. Let's keep it in the family.
Is there an agent in the house?
And we all know Joe is a big fan of robots. Here he is doing his robot impression at a town hall. Fun fact, he can also command robots with his thoughts. Did you see that? It won't be long now till the robots are autonomous.
And we're just getting started.
He also set a hard line against Russia.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
And we know Joe is a big fan of public education, and he backs teachers and their kids.
They're not somebody else's children. They're like yours when they're in the classroom.
And teachers have responded.
The first thing you missed is all 13 principles of the Black Lives Matter movement hung up.
Hi, I'm a queer teacher.
My name's Az, and I'm a preschool teacher.
I'm your parents now.
The most controversial way I teach my kids consent is that they all choose their own gender identity.
They're taking great care of your, their children. Finally, Joe had the DHS create a new disinformation board.
Addresses a disinformation that imperils the safety and security of our homeland.
Heading up by this nice young lady who used to have this job.
I am the disinformation fellow at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars.
And made videos like this.
Color revolutions have nothing to do with race. So obviously we're not going to see a nationwide media literacy program.
Hello to everyone today who has discovered how to pronounce the capital of Ukraine.
She likes to present really complicated stuff in song.
Laundering disinfo when we really should take note and not support their lies with our wallet, voice, or vote.
And she even sang while she got into government work.
I want to be rich, famous, and powerful. Step on all my enemies and never do a thing.
Oh, and there's this crazy conspiracy theory going around.
I mean, there's several different people playing Joe Biden at this point. And when he fell up the stairs going on the airplane, I myself think that was Jim Carrey.
Look, nobody can fall up the stairs like our President Biden.
You can call me Biden. Joe Biden.
It's been a great 2 weeks in the Biden administration, even if a bird shit on you. Thanks for watching Biden Season 2.
Thank you for being here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The American way of life
is under attack. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
You know, somehow South Park seems to write jokes decades ahead of their time. Here is an old, old South Park episode. This one has to be at least 10 years old. And, watch it now. Considering the context of the current times.
Inside me. Now, you're going to scramble its brains or just vacuum it out? If you want, you can just scramble it and I'll queef it out myself.
Talking about aborted baby.
Mr. Garrison.
Mrs. Garrison.
Mrs. Garrison, you can't have an abortion.
Don't you tell me what I can and can't do with my body. A woman has a right to choose.
No, I mean you're physically unable to have an abortion because you can't get pregnant.
But I missed my period.
You can't have periods either. You had a sex change, Mr. Garrison, but you don't have ovaries or a womb. You don't produce eggs.
You mean I'll never know what it feels like to have a baby growing inside me and then scramble its brains and vacuum it out?
That's right.
Aw, a tragedy for Democrats. Tragedy realized now by many. Just, again, that's comedy. That's South Park from 10 years ago, maybe more. And now that's reality. Now that's real stuff now. Used to be comedy, satirical, now it's real. And here is the real for you. In clip 7, folks, they know they're grooming the kids. They brag about it. That's what it's all about. It's all about sexually grooming the kids. Here's a fourth grade teacher that admits it.
My kids from last year are now in fifth grade, and they come visit me almost every day after school. And a lot of them are queer because I am queer, and they figured it out. And so I've become their safe space. And today, they found my Guess Who. And they started playing Guess Who, but they didn't play it the normal way. How did they play it? They used things like, this person looks like a lesbian baddie who's going to come over and make you dinner. Well, which one of these characters is a lesbian baddie that's going to come over and make you dinner? Oh, Olivia is? Oh, great. Which character just looks gay? Well, meet Mike. These kids, I'm so happy that they are figuring out who they are and that they're happy with who they are and that they found a safe place. But man, I could never imagine being in fifth grade saying these things out loud, even though I know they're all okay. I grew up super religious where nothing was okay. And so seeing this happen, I'm like, ah, but I'm also like, yay, but ah.
Mental patient. Admits she grooms kids to be gay and then admits she's making kids stupider. Now, I remember the game Guess Who. Anybody like the game Guess Who? Fun kids game? Crew back there, did you guys play Guess Who? I liked Guess Who. I was a fan of Guess Who. It's fun. Quick and easy to play. And you know what you learn when you play Guess Who? You learn rules of elimination and odds. Actually can expand your mind a little bit. Expand your thinking capabilities a little bit. Not the most, but just a little bit. You learn, okay, how many people are left? Okay, should I have glasses, red hair? What's the best odds? How can I get it down? How can I win? So there's a bit of an even learning process there, a bit of a mind expansion process there. But she wants to make them. She wants to make the kids dumber. Which guy looks gay? Hee. Which one looks like a lesbian baddie? Hee. Fifth graders doing this. I guarantee you, the fifth graders that are playing Guess Who like that are losing every time, and they'll be dumber now because of that teacher. So now they have sexual dysphoria and are gay and dumber because of that teacher grooming them. And she brags about it. She's proud of it. She's proud about it. Epic troll move here, though. Fan and friend of the show, Alex Rosen, we salute him. He was down in D.C. trolling at the abortion protest/rally, the baby murder rally. And folks, they just don't know what to do. Culture jamming is taking over, and Alex Rosen... A perfect example right here in clip 10.
How's it going, everybody? Good. My name is Gardenia Williamson, formerly Gordon, but I'm Gardenia now. And I am a transgender female to male, and I too can get pregnant. Roe v. Wade did not only take away woman's rights to abortion, it took away men's rights too. The only row that should be revoked is death row for innocent minorities in prison due to these white males. The only Wade that's acceptable is Dwayne Wade, who has a transgender kid on the Miami Heat. So
they're cheering him.
With sad news, I worked the past 9 months trying to appear pregnant. I've done food challenges, been stress eating. I'm actually from Alabama. My father's very conservative. He pushed me into this. It's horrible. He pushed me into this. I wanted to appear pregnant. Next thing you know, Roe v. Wade is ended, and now I can't get an abortion. Seems like the only thing terminated is my hopes and dreams. If I were a Make-A-Wish kid, the only thing I would do is get an abortion. What are you doing?
Oh, they figured it out.
Can I get that?
My rights are now.
So, the full video is on his YouTube channel, Alex Rosen. But there it is. There it is. Just absolutely hilarious stuff. All right, let's go back to the phone lines now. Let's go for, let's see what we got here. Let's go to Reagan in Nevada. Reagan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah. I wanted to talk about, like, the shortage of infant formula.
Yes.
Now, personally, my husband and I, we've had 5 kids, and nursing my kids has been such a blessing and amazing. Now, one of them, though, there are times when you can't really feed them, so you might need the formula. As in my daughter, I could only feed her for 4 months, and I had an imbalance. So I wanted to talk to the breastfeeding moms out there that haven't had the jab, per se. Now, there was a time back in the 1800s where there was a thing called wet nursing, where other women that were lactating would feed the children. Now, back then, it was more so about the wealthy didn't want to take the time to deal with their kids, so they hired them. Well, I think the moms that can should start pumping, freezing, and donating to the women, because I couldn't imagine not having it for my daughter when she needed it. So,
yeah, I mean, this is going to be a very real thing, and I mean, this is going to get very real for people really fast. And I mean, we're talking about your children. I mean, certain survival instincts kick in with that.
Exactly. And, you know, and I got to say, too, the ones that aren't jabbed, you know, if you have an abundance of milk, women, try to save it. Try to give it to the women that really need it, that, you know, can't produce or have a problem producing, not because they don't want to, but because they can't.
Well, and this is like, I don't even know how it would go, but it's almost like there's going to be a demand in the market for this now, and there's going to have to be a solution. I mean, who knows how bad it's going to get, but I mean, we're in a baby food shortage right now. We're in a baby formula shortage right now.
Well, and there's already a market kind of through the network of moms that know that want breast milk, that they were selling it back, you know, when we had to buy a very expensive formula for my daughter, and I didn't choose, you know, to buy somebody else's milk just per se because I didn't know what they were putting in their body. But there's already out there.
Well, I wonder how it's going to go. So, yeah, I mean, I guess the solution would be find somebody in your local community that can either help you with that if you go to the grocery store and they're out of formula and they're out of food. And, of course, now there's going to be people rushing to the stores to buy up as much as possible. So this is only going to get worse, sadly.
So, like I said, if you can, network moms, get to know each other, get to know who's unjabbed, see if you can help yourself and your babies.
Yep. Yep. Thank you so much for the call. By the way, before we go to break here in the last segment coming up, guys, just roll me B-roll of clip 8. Some guys hanging outside of a restaurant in Oakland, middle of the day, and they get robbed at gunpoint. It's fun. It's fun living in Democrat cities, isn't it? And there they are right there, robbing these men at gunpoint. I mean, maybe they need the money. They can't seem to afford a belt to keep their britches over their ass cracks. So I guess maybe they need money to buy a belt so that they're not walking around with their asses hanging out all day. But there you go. It's fun living in Democrat cities.
I've been syndicated by GCN for 25 years, and I've been in the time slot we're in for 23 years, the Rush Limbaugh slot. They wanted me to go up against Limbaugh. I didn't want to, but Ted said, you got the job, I'll pay you the money, and I'll put you on all these stations if you do it. And we exploded from day one. And over the years, talk radio's gotten in trouble and collapsed and gotten small with the audiences has per capita, but still together, it's huge. We have 300-plus affiliates. We reach millions of people a day through them. And Ted owns a few other companies, and he went from GCN being very, very popular and very, very profitable to still being extremely popular with 750-plus affiliates and over 60 shows they syndicate, gardening shows, liberal shows, conservative shows, and he's just been putting his own money in the last 3 years into it and breaking even. But the Democrat Party anti-gun group, you never say their name because they live off us, we don't live off them, they sued him over the years. He spent something like $500,000 fighting him in the last 4 years. And finally they came to him a few months ago and they said, just give us that network, take Alex Jones off the air, and we'll forgive you, but if you don't, we're going to destroy you. And they sent his insurance company a threat of $500 million. This is just ridiculous and preposterous, for our free speech, if he didn't turn things over. They want me off the air, which is ridiculous because we're already syndicated ourselves years ago. But Ted's still there, and we got over 80 affiliates with him. And so I told Ted, I said, what do you need to go through the trial with these people coming up this summer? And he said, well, they tell me about $300,000. If you'll just get me half of that, because Ted's, you know, getting a super rich guy. He's blown through a lot of his money over the years, keeping us on air. He said, I will not basically just close this place. But he said, that's what they're saying. And so we put out the address at GiveSendGo of SaveGCN.com. And listeners raised about $25,000. And that's great. I appreciate that. But we need to raise him over $100,000, and he'll match the money to fight these people over the next year or so and not just give in to what they want. And again, the world will be a whole other place in a year. We need to stay on air now. We're not worried about the money, our networks, any of this. We're just simply trying to fight hard until the end with this whole situation. And so it all goes to keep us on the air and to stand up for Ted, that stood up for freedom so long, and to fight this legal battle. SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com. And they need to raise $80,000 at least. Or I told him, I said, I'll pay for it. I don't have that extra money right now, but I'll get it one way or another. I sold my house. I've been putting all the money in to keep this place going the last 3 months. That's fine. But I mean, we're down to the wire, just like you see in the news with war and COVID and all of it. This is the beginning of very serious times. So we need to stay on air, and God's working through you to keep us on air. So I want you to go to SaveGCN, SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com, and donate to get Ted the money he needs to continue that fight. SaveGCN.com, at GiveSendGo, because they're literally trying to shut down the radio network we're on one way or another to get us. And that'd be like, you know, cutting our left hand off. It wouldn't feel good. We can keep fighting. But it's definitely them just hacking through, burning through, getting the bank accounts, taking the sponsors, suing us, deplatforming us, just attack, attack, attack. And that's fine, because they're going down. The New World Order's going down. Everybody's aware of who they are and what they're up to. But we need to stay in attack formation to the end and not stop. So go to SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com. Go to SaveGCN.com and make a donation. I appreciate you. Hey, I'm not pressuring you if you don't, but if you think what we've done is important and you want to invest in freedom and free speech and put your finger in the eye of George Soros, this is the place to donate, SaveGCN.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right. You know, you want to talk about a distraction. The Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial is certainly that. Completely irrelevant, but getting all this news coverage. I mean, Fox News is covering it like all day live. Now, having said that, I do have to tell you, some very odd stuff has come out of this, including Amber Heard doing what many people believe is a bump of cocaine while on the stand, and her erratic behavior might lead one to that conclusion. I mean, clearly she's doing something. She has a Kleenex. I have friends in the they're actors, thespians, and they told me they think that she had a chemical on the rag, or a substance on the rag, that forces you to cry, makes your eyes tear up, your nose sniffly, thinking that that was her trying to cry. Others think she did a bump of cocaine. But she's literally, this woman is such a psychotic. Now, Johnny Depp had a fall from grace when he called for the assassination of Trump. But I've got to tell you, to me, Johnny Depp has had a resurgence. And this Amber Heard Depp trial has actually resurged Johnny Depp, I think. And he'll probably get a big movie role after this. I think he's going to win the case. Amber Heard is a psychotic, folks. There are full... I accidentally forgot to send a clip to the crew of Amber Heard quoting all these different movie lines. She's literally taking lines out of movies and then saying them in her testimony. And I mean, exact quotes of movies. And I sent the crew a video, and the crew's like, hey, is this the video? Is this the video? It's more than I even thought. Almost every line she's saying in the courtroom is stolen from a movie. It's crazy. But anyway, that's a real distraction. One other thing kind of out of left field quickly, and I've been waiting to bring this up, and then there was a caller on the Jones Show today that brought this up, and he was talking about aliens and Anunnaki and fallen angels and all this stuff. Well, I don't know about all that, but something with the architecture is there. And he said, hey, why don't we see the beautiful, ornate architecture and sculptures and all this stuff? Can we even do that anymore? Are we so fallen from our original intention or species or whatever? Or were that angels or gods that used to make this? And so here's an example. I mean, everybody knows about this old architecture. You can find it in old buildings. It's beautiful. It's ornate. It's original. The detail, it's just incredible. And you just never see it anymore. It just doesn't exist anymore. No one builds it anymore. No one tries to build it anymore. Why is that? Why don't we get architecture like this anymore? And now that the account is the old building on Twitter here, and now they just put out a thread, others did, where it's just all these old buildings that have been destroyed that used to be beautiful, just magnificent, ornate, sculpted, awesome buildings, and they all get destroyed. And then there's a history lesson there. You know who destroys historically significant architecture and history and statues? Communists. Communists always do that. And religious radicals. Communism is a religion in a way. So it's all by design, folks. Our country, our way of life, our prosperity, our culture, everything is being destroyed by a corporate global government that wants to turn us into a commodity before they kill us. So hearing that caller made me want to finally bring that up today. By the way, the housing market, the bubble, folks, take a look at this. You guys can give me a dot cam or put it on the screen. Look at this. Worst housing bubble ever. Look at that. Right when it shoots up. Right when it shoots up. As soon as Biden gets into office, the home price versus the median income ratio is worse than it's ever been in U.S. history. It shoots straight up like a rocket as soon as Biden gets in. Oh, but remember the Democrats say it's the best economy ever. Remember James Carville? You don't even realize how good the economy is. Oh, yeah, you're just the one living your life, experiencing your life and your bills and everything. But you don't know. The Democrats know what your life experience is like more than you. I mean, don't you know? And then Malcolm Nance, the big Obama guy who's over in Ukraine promoting folks to go die for the globalist war over there, replied to Charlotte Clymer, who's a wild leftist transgender or something. I don't know, but she's a big liberal. She's got some followers there. And she puts out a cartoon, says, I guess it's a right-wing meme here, that says, an established and complete woman. And it's a beautiful, healthy, feminine woman with four kids and a husband. And then it says, victim of feminism. And it's a lonely, decrepit, shriveled up woman with a dildo and a cat and a glass of wine and leftover pizza and a ball of college debt. And she says, that's what I want. That's my dream. And she doesn't even realize that she's literally that victim. But hey, you choose your lifestyle. No one's stopping you from being a lonely feminist with 10 cats or whatever. But I think she's obviously the victim of feminism. And I think we know what a complete woman is. Big difference there. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's see. Let's go to Ken in Illinois. Ken, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Owen. It's great to speak with you.
Thanks for calling.
Two ideas for you.
Yep.
Firstly, talking about all the fires going on with the food prep sites. We're under a war. I'm pretty sure that all the listeners already know that. The thing is, what are we going to do about it? I had an idea. We'd probably have a lot of hunters and whatnot listening. I think we need to take some action and go to, if you shoot a deer, it needs to be processed. You're probably taking that to a local processor, butcher, or whatnot. Go to that place and ask them, hey, do you have any security? Get them on the ball, because it's only going to take time before they get to where they're going after the small processing plants as well. So I think we need to get on the ball and get ahead of that.
Yeah, and you know, not only that, because I've been talking about this from another angle, the retail, the flash retail, organized retail crimes that we've been seeing, where they go for shoes or purses or jewelry or something, they're going to figure out real quick, they're going to start doing that for food. And so not just to protect whatever is going on with all these plants burning down, I think the retail crime is going to hit food and meat butchers and stuff pretty soon as well.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. And we're going to get to the point where we're going to have to go back to hunting, because you can't go to the store and get your food. So we need to be able to help ourselves first before we can help children, because they're already attacking us that are alive. I understand the issues going on with going after the kids. They're going after the kids in the womb, outside the womb. But got to realize that we're physically being attacked, and we got to get on that. My other idea was for the store. He had mentioned that from the you know, having problems getting items in to be able to get the items out with lids and whatnot. I don't know how feasible this is, but just thought I'd throw it out there for you guys. Because you've got a lot of glass containers. Maybe you could work it out to where you pay for the shipping. Say we collect 5, 10, however, I don't know how much it would.
Yeah, I mean, that's getting a little complex. That's a little complex and over my head, but I'm sure we're looking into all different solutions. So maybe I'll bring that up to somebody. Ken, thank you for the call. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Hello.
Thanks, Owen. First time caller. Listen to you since you came on. Listened to Alex since probably like 97. But anyway, I'm glad you're there because you're a great compliment to Alex on the show. A few quick things. So just an idea this weekend, maybe Saturday, Sunday, if you can find your local Planned Parenthood facility, go out, send some signs that say Happy Mother's Day. Who knows? It might get someone to rethink what they're doing. Also, there is a product that protects against EMP that after this call, if I could, I'd like to share the details with you. I've had extensive conversations with this company and their product. They said they've reached out a handful of times to get on your show there, get on, you know, the whole InfoWars network.
And what is it? You said, what does it do?
It protects car, home, and generators against EMP, and it is extremely well-researched and documented to work. Exceeds all mil-spec standards. So I think I don't want to say it right over the air because I don't want to necessarily send a bunch of people there to buy the product and you guys say, yeah, we'd like to, and everybody's bought it, right? But I can give this to you guys. They've been trying to reach out and get on the show as a sponsor. They've got an affiliate program and a wholesale program, but it's quite affordable.
Well, look, let me just do this. Let me just put you on hold, and let's just do it this way. Guys, just give them my email, okay? Just give them my email. And so, Scott, we'll just have the crew give you my email, and then you can give that to them, and they can shoot me an email. Well, look, we want all the help we can get. We love all the help we can get. We love all the support and everything. This isn't really my realm. And times where I've tried to facilitate things like this, it's just tough to do. And so that's why we haven't done sponsors, because in the past, and we're kind of starting to change that. But thank you for the call nonetheless, and you can give them my email. That does it for the InfoWars War Room this week. We'll see you Sunday night. It's going to be a crazy weekend, folks. I'll tell you that. It's going to be a crazy weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lindell is sponsoring thousands of leading pro-America patriots across the United States. He's the main sponsor, keeping so many people on the air. He's a huge sponsor at InfoWars. That's why we're so pleased to work with him. He's offering the biggest sale he's done in years, his BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free right now at MyPillow.com/Alex on hundreds and hundreds of his Made in America products, from pillows to sheets to shoes to human beds to dog beds, you name it. Go there, get great products at low prices, fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. MyPillow.com/Alex or 800-675-4614. It's only running for 1 week. MyPillow.com/Alex or 800-675-4614. And thank you for shopping America and keeping us on the air. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. That's why I want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance, Let's counter the Great Reset by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you had asked me all this,